This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
So before we move on to some of the biggest myths about the NCLEX application process, Rochelle or Jean, can you share how much it costs to take the NCLEX exam?
So for the expenses on the NCLEX application, usually it ranges from $800 to $1,000, but in IPAS, we are not going to charge it as like one time, a big time payment. So it will be done as first step that needs to be accomplished. But this is the approximately, this will be the investment that you are going to spend for this NCLEX application.
And investment is a good word because it really is investing in yourself and investing in your future. So that is that, Rochelle, if you work through IPAS.
Yes. Right?
Okay. All right. So that's for your services and your expertise, and everybody watching, you can hear how much knowledge and expertise both Jean and Rochelle have on this process and how different states have got different requirements, and IPAS can help you to navigate that. If you decide to do the NCLEX on your own, because that is an option, right? So nurses can decide to do like a DUI, so they can do an NCLEX application on their own. How much would the cost be for just to apply to a nursing board and for the Pearson VUE fee?
So the difference if you're going to DIY and if you're going with IPAS is just our service fee is only like $200 or $240 for the whole process. So like $850, so less $250, that's the expenses that you will get, that you will have if you're going to DIY.
Okay, so there you have it. You can do this on your own. I can tell you that it's very confusing, but it is possible. There are nurses who do it on your own, or you can go through a very highly reputable company like IPAS. We've helped. How many nurses have you helped through the NCLEX application process?
We have a lot. Beyond 10,000 already.
Okay, so lots of experience helping nurses, and the option is yours if you want to go through a company like IPAS or if you wanted to do it yourself. Okay, so let's talk about the myths. I know there are a lot of myths about the NCLEX application process. So Rochelle, maybe if you can take us through those first three myths, and Jean, the last two.
Okay, let's first start off with the difficulty of NCLEX varies depending on the state board of nursing. So regardless whichever board of nursing that you have applied or that we have lodged your application, your NCLEX will be the same. So it's not true that New York Board of Nursing's NCLEX will be different with Texas Board of Nursing. No, it's the same pool of questions that you are going to answer. But it depends, of course, definitely, because your NCLEX, you should know that your NCLEX is a computer adaptive testing test that the difficulty of your NCLEX varies depending on your performance of the previous question. So it's not about the Board of Nursing, but it's about your performance on the actual examination that will vary as per its difficulty. So it's not true. It's the same for all boards of nursing. So the second one is the applicant needs IELTS first before one can sit for the NCLEX. So as what we have already discussed, so you don't need to have your IELTS before sitting for the NCLEX. We can apply through a certain board of nursing, but although it varies depending to which board of nursing that we are going to submit your application, because there are boards wherein there is, as what Jean mentioned earlier, that there are boards of nursing wherein you need to have your CGFNS qualifying exam, wherein if you need to have CGFNS qualifying exam, then IELTS will be part of it. But there are also boards of nursing wherein you don't need to submit or you don't need to pass your CGFNS qualifying exam first. So we just have to submit your application to the board, have your credentials evaluated, and then you will be approved for the NCLEX. So it's not necessary to have your IELTS. The third one is when an examinee stops at 75 items, it means that the applicant will pass. So this is about the examination per se already. So it depends whether what number you stop on your NCLEX, it's still a pass or a failed result, depending really on your performance. So whatever number or whatever, so take as much time when you are going to sit for your NCLEX, because every number counts on your examination. It's not a guarantee that you will pass on your NCLEX once you stop at 75. But the best thing that you can do is think, of course, think with critical, using your critical thinking skills, because every number counts on your NCLEX.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying those, Ms. Rochelle. And it doesn't matter if you get 75 questions or 365 questions, you could still pass. But as Rochelle said, every question counts. Just to clarify for everybody, just to talk about the IELTS, if you are placed at, as Rochelle said, you don't need the IELTS in before the NCLEX. I mean, if you have that, that's great, but you don't have to do that. But if you are, have got your NCLEX, you are get a job offer from a Kinetics Direct Hire employer. Kinetics have a free IELTS course that we provide for every single of our Kinetics nurses who need to take the IELTS exam. Please check out on our social media, on our YouTube page, some of our IELTS Hero interviews. I always reference Bert. Bert is an international nurse. He took the IELTS 7 times. He failed 7 times. Then he came to Kinetics. He did our course. He passed. And he got an 8 in speaking, which is much higher than the criteria required. So we've got a phenomenal course. So if you're worried about the IELTS, please don't worry, because we got you. And Jean, take us through those last two.
Well, I want to add on that the applicant needs IELTS first before one can sit for the NCLEX. There are states, though, that needs IELTS first. Like Minnesota Board of Nursing needs IELTS to take the NCLEX. Washington State needs IELTS to take the NCLEX. So it depends on, it varies from one board of nursing to the other. There are boards that does not require English test, but there are also board that needs the English test before you take the NCLEX. Then the next myth here, the applicant needs an employer before one can get started on the NCLEX. Oh, that is not true. Like if you don't have an employer, even if you don't have any experience at all, you can take the NCLEX as soon as you're ready to take the NCLEX. The NCLEX is just the same with the Philippine nurse licensure examination. For me, I think the NCLEX is much difficult than the NLE examination, because in NCLEX, you have to use your critical thinking skills. And also there is that right now, drag and drop, the SATA, the select all that apply. So it's kind of... The NCLEX is, I think, it's much difficult than the NLE.
And you've really, you can have been an excellent nurse for many, many years, have great experience, and think, oh, I don't need to study for the NCLEX because I've got so much nursing knowledge. No, you have to study for the NCLEX. Am I right, Gina?
Yes, I would agree to that. Really, you really have to prepare well for this NCLEX, because this is a really challenging examination. I tell you, I wasn't able to pass my NCLEX my first try because I wasn't prepared that much. So I have that kind of experience wherein I was able to learn from that a nurse should really prepare this. You should not underestimate your NCLEX because it's quite challenging. Really, you have to prepare well, but it's not impossible for you to pass your NCLEX, definitely, because there are others already who were able to pass their NCLEX, so definitely you can also pass your NCLEX.
Absolutely, but preparation definitely is key, and I think what you just said, Rochelle, is very inspiring for lots of nurses, because you didn't prepare the first time. You did it. Now you've passed, which is great. So it shows that it certainly is possible. But if you think of the money that was wasted, yeah. that's That's what we don't want. Okay, question. What state can you recommend now? How long will it take for us to now to process the NCLEX exam? Jean?
Our topmost states that we highly recommend are Texas, Illinois, New York. Saipan now has, the processing time of Saipan now is kind of faster compared to the time when they had a typhoon. So before it was like 8 months to 9 months, but now it seems like even the reapplication, it takes like 1 month or 2 months to have your approval in Saipan Board of Nursing. Yeah, okay. But the most, important also, you take into consideration the states that has a credential evaluation service, because it is easier for you that when you get the visa screen, that your credentials has already been evaluated. So the Texas Board, Illinois Board has credential evaluation during the step one. So if you have the visa screen and you pass the IELTS already, then it is faster to have you have your visa screen certificate. Like in 1 month, you can get it right away, as long as you already pass your IELTS or English test.
Okay. So, wow, lots of nuances. And Jean, if somebody is starting this journey now and doesn't know what the visa screen is, can you tell them what that is all about?
The visa screen certificate is a document that you need for during embassy interview. Like if you go through employment-based visa, like EB3, employment-based, you need to have the visa screen certificate, because it's one of the requirements that the consul is going to ask from you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that information.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
May I ask if it's true that the ATT from the state of New York will now take six months validity instead of 3 months? I'm just asking also if you can just share with everybody what ATT means, if nobody knows what that means.
ATT means authorization to test. So this will be received after that. It will not be received after you were already approved. It will be received once we are already going to pay for the Pearson view. So do not expect that you will receive your authorization to test unless we have already proceeded on that step of paying the Pearson view. So the authorization to test, before the pandemic, it's just 3 months. Some Board of Nursing, like Texas Board of Nursing, it's valid for 75 days. But during the pandemic, they have extended the authorization to test. They made it valid for 6 months. So it's quite longer this time. But we do not know after everything will already be settled and we will not have the pandemic anymore, if it's going to be back to 3 months of validity already. So within the span of the validity period of your authorization to test, you should be able to choose a certain date for you to sit for the NCLEX. So one examination, one ATD is only valid for one examination.
Okay. All right. So lots to learn. Can I ask if a foreign trained nurse working as a CNA in the US will need IELTS before taking the NCLEX? Jean?
The CNA is a nursing assistant, right? The RN is a different position. So if you are a CNA, you graduated like BSN in the Philippines, because some of the nurses who come here in the USA and they don't have license on that state yet, they work as a CNA. So you have to process your papers to get an approval for you to take the NCLEX. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think that answers the question. How long for the NCLEX result will be released?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the result on your NCLEX, you, for example, if you are here in the Philippines, so you will be able to have your result like 68 hours after the examination. What you can see in Pearson View, what you can receive is that after, I think that's after 24 hours, if I got it right. Jean, is it 24 hours?
Yeah, sometimes it's like 24 or 48. So, but most definitely it's 48 to 62 hours you can get the quick results. When you log into your Pearson View account and you see it that you can purchase it, then yeah, you can purchase the quick results.
So if you are here in the Philippines, the timing will be after 68 hours. So basically, it's almost 3 days that after you have already taken your NCLEX that you can be able to see what is the unofficial result. Unofficial result, you can see that one once you are going to purchase the Pearson View result. But that's really your result already. So we hope that it's a pass.
Yes, that will be the good news that we want for everybody to be able to do their happy dance. Because once you've got the NCLEX, you pretty much can get started. You can interview with an employer, and if you look at the Kinetics USA success path, all of those steps can then fall into place. The first step is the NCLEX. So if you have not yet started, please get started. Rochelle, can you explain what eligibility is?
I think it differs to certain state boards of nursing. So I'll give the privilege to Jean to answer that.
Okay. Go ahead.
When she says she's waiting for her eligibility, she's saying it means that she is waiting for her approval. So like in New York Board of Nursing, the process is like you submit the license to New York Board, and then you submit your education to New York Board of Nursing. Then from the time that they receive that one, the nurse unit will forward your documents to comparative department. So in comparative department, there's a lot of professions that they are reviewing. So it will take like 6 to 8 months for the comparative department to review your education. Once it is reviewed, you will get an email from New York Board saying, congratulations, your education has been approved. You can now pay Pearson View, blah, 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 something like that. So that's the email that they are seeing, that they are waiting for their eligibility. It means that they are waiting for their approval to take for the NCLEX.
Okay, so the process that nurses, Jean's just gone through that process, but Rochelle, just walk us through, just give us a quick summary of those three steps.
So basically, guys, you need to have your documents evaluated. So in this evaluation, they are going to check whether it's comparable to the education there in the USA. And then after that, then it goes to the application process. So the application process and the time frame of that, and as well as the expenses varies depending on which board of nursing we're going to submit your application, and as well as the validity of your application, because there are boards of nursing where in the validity of the application is just 1 year, and there are boards wherein it's valid for life. So once that you are already approved for these steps, then we can already go to the step three, which is the examination, wherein you are going to choose when you will sit or when you will want to sit for the NCLEX in any Pearson View testing center. So it's actually your decision. If you are already approved for the certain for the application, then it's your decision as to when you want to sit for the NCLEX.
Okay. And just to go back to our explanation about the ATT, it will only be once you've got that number, correct? That you can then schedule your exam.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. This has been such an interesting discussion. It has been such fun to pick both your brains. And we are now going to share some information about the NCLEX scholarship. So if you have passed the NCLEX, please apply to Kinetics. However, if you have not yet passed the NCLEX, it is not a problem because you might be eligible for the Kinetics USA NCLEX scholarship. We have a scholarship right now where this is a new initiative that we created for nurses because of the pandemic. We know that the pandemic has been so hard on so many nurses. It's been nurses are physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted. And many nurses now, especially all over the world, are looking at America and know that the visa bulletin is current. There are 280,000 visas right now available. This is unprecedented. There is enormous demand for nurses in the U.S. So it really is a great opportunity, like Rochelle and Jean, to pass the NCLEX and to change your life if that's what you want to do. So to go back to the NCLEX scholarship, you can apply to the Kinetics USA website /NCLEX-scholarship. And you will be able to see if your criteria meet the scholarship requirement. Now, not everybody is going to be selected for the scholarship. This is only for specific nurses with specific criteria that we are looking for. We're actually hoping to expand this, but right now it is only for selected nurses. So if you are not selected for the scholarship, then please continue with your NCLEX journey and let us know once you've passed the NCLEX, because we'd be happy to help you. Jean and Rochelle, just final words before we finish off. What do you wish someone had told before you started doing the NCLEX and now you've gone through that process, you're now on the other side. What do you wish someone had told you about the NCLEX application process before you started?
The processing wise, it's taking a lot of time and it's also costly if you are going to have mistakes on the processing side. And I would really recommend that you trust the expertise of those who have already done the processing, because it will save you time, it will save you money, it will save you your efforts. So if you are just going to focus on your review, then you will have a better chance of passing your NCLEX. So allow us, IPAS Processing, to do the legwork for you. If ever that you are a Filipino nurse or an international nurse who is not a Filipino, so we can still provide you that service. So basically, once you are going to do it on your own, you might have costly mistakes on this, but if you trust the experts, then you are assured that the processing of your papers will be in good hands, because we have already done this to many nurses.
Thousands of nurses. IPAS have helped thousands of nurses successfully got them through the NCLEX application process. So again, just to clarify, IPAS are a highly reputable company. They have helped many nurses through this process, and you have a choice. If you want to go to use a company like IPAS, or you can do the NCLEX application process on your own. So that is a choice for any nurses that are wanting to come to the US. Jean, final words. What do you wish you'd known before you started the NCLEX application process?
What I wish I'd known.
You wish you'd known IPAS.
Well, I own IPAS, so for those persons who haven't done, I just want to share with you, there are a lot of nurses who have said, oh, Miss Jean, I wish I should have known IPAS before. I wish I should not have do it myself, because this is a very, it's very stressful for them. So I would recommend you to get our service. I am here in the USA to troubleshoot, to solve your problems. Even those nurses who have problems in activating or retrieving their CGFNS account, they go to IPAS to have those retrieved. So I call CGFNS. We do a three-way conference call, and so it's fixed. So we are here to help you anywhere you are, even if you are in the North Pole, we can help you. Even if you are not a Filipino, we help nurses all over all the races, all the races in the world. Like we have Nigerians, we have Pakistani, we have Sudan, yes. We have
nurses from
all over the world. We have helped nurses all over the world. For the past 6 years now, we have helped thousands of nurses. And if, just in case, there is a mistake on your application, it will be on us. If it is our fault, it will be on us. So why not get our service?
Ah, well, there you go. So again, just to clarify, iPASS's services are open for you if you are starting the journey of wanting to come to the US. And the first step, as we said at the beginning of the show, is the NCLEX. But you also have the choice of doing that on your own. So thank you again to Rochelle and to Jean for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.